I think I was.
When he was young, Nelson Mandela had a rebellious streak. He was a founding member of the Youth League of the African National Congress, combating apartheid at a young age. In 1961, he founded and became co-chairman of the ANC's military wing. Its tactics included bombing power plants, military installations, and transportation lines. Nevertheless, the newly formed human rights group Amnesty International began supporting Mr. Mandela. It sent observers to South Africa, where Mr. Mandela, among more than 150 people, was accused of treason. All were found not guilty. Steve Crawshaw of Amnesty International reads a letter Mandela wrote to Amnesty in 1962, thanking the group for its support and assistance. Despite this, Amnesty ended Mandela's status as a prisoner of conscience when he advocated violence against the apartheid government.
There was an anguish set of discussions within Amnesty because the admiration for Mandela was still there, but the bottom line of the principle of prisoner of conscience was always, is, and always will be, absolute non-violence. And so there was a great degree of consensus, but a great deal of anguish.
In 1962, Mr. Mandela was convicted of conspiracy, and he began serving a life sentence 2 years later. The 1960s brought a change in tactics by groups campaigning for change. Once local and confined to a specific area of conflict, they now focused on the anti-colonial unifications of groups worldwide. Alex Vines is head of the Africa program at Chatham House.
In the 1960s, it was the height of decolonization, so many countries were decolonizing from their imperial past. Obviously, the United Kingdom was one of those, France was another.
The 1970s and 80s brought heightened fears of the Cold War and global terrorism.
In the 1980s, you had the apartheid regime in South Africa increasingly in crisis, but you also had heightened anxieties of the Cold War, the growth of international terrorism.
Britain was battling the military wing of the Irish Republican Army. Analysts say Mr. Mandela was lumped along with terrorists in Western perception. In 1984, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher narrowly escaped injury when an IRA bomb exploded at a Conservative Party meeting in Brighton. Five party members were killed. In 1987, Mrs. Thatcher branded the ANC a terrorist organization. Following South Africa's transition to black majority rule and Mr. Mandela's election as president, many feared his ascension to power. But those who feared a freed Mandela pursuing power in South Africa have watched him lead, govern, and forgive. This week they mourn and honor him. Mary Mata, VOA News, London.
Whatever the setbacks of the moment,